Welcome to Thriving with ADHD, a podcast where we'll share everyday practical tips to thrive in life as an adult with ADHD. This podcast is brought to you by Animo Sano Psychiatry, a behavioral health practice with a specialist ADHD clinic based in North Carolina. And this is your host, Nada Pupovac. Hello, Thriving with ADHD community. We are here today for a special edition of our podcast, and we are talking about collaborative care model. This is a relatively new model generally, and there is not a better person to talk about this than our collaborative care program director, Jennifer Street. And I'm thrilled to welcome her to our podcast and to tell us more about this special care model for our patients. Welcome, Jen. And I'm very excited to have you on the podcast. And I can't wait to learn more from you about collaborative care model.
Well, thank you so much for the introduction and thank you for having me today. So I'd like to discuss today a little bit more about a particular program that our clinic is starting. It is surrounded around the collaborative care model. Mm-hmm. And so I'm the program director for this new program that we're heading. And so just to talk a little bit about our clinic to start, we are a psychiatric clinic in Durham, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We treat a variety of different behavioral healthcare illnesses that range from anxiety, depression, PTSD, OCD, sleep disorders, and specialize in ADHD treatment. But we have recognized that access to care is something that is very challenging for patients. And so we wanted to make our services more accessible to a larger quantity of patients. And that's where the collaborative care program comes into play. Our mission at Animo Sano Psychiatry is to be the best in class solution for high quality and accessible behavioral health care. And like I said, that's where the collaborative care program supports our mission by providing accessible behavioral health care.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for introducing yourself and introducing the program and where it comes to play when it comes to the care for our patients. So tell me, what is collaborative care? So if I understood you correctly, this is a specific way of providing treatment for behavioral health care patients. So tell me more about the benefits of this program.
Collaborative care is a model where we provide behavioral health care services to patients in the primary care setting. So a little bit of how it may work is that a patient is seen by their primary care provider. Mm-hmm. They're identified as having a possible behavioral health illness, and that identification can come through just simple assessments and talking with their patients, or through screener tools like the PHQ-9, which is for depression, mm-hmm. or the GAD-7, which is for anxiety. Mm-hmm. So once that primary care provider recognizes that the patient may need some more assistance within the behavioral health care need, then they can, instead of referring their patient to direct psychiatric care, mm-hmm. they can enter them or refer them into what is called the collaborative care program. Mm-hmm. In this program, the primary care provider will diagnose their patient and treat their patient. Mm-hmm. And how this works, or why it works, is because the collaborative care program is a team-based approach to care. Mm-hmm. It includes a behavioral health care manager, A psychiatric consultant, the primary care provider, who's the treating provider, and the patient. So this team comes together to provide the support and the treatment that the patient needs in a more timely manner. The purpose of the collaborative care program or collaborative care model is to increase access to behavioral health care, improve patient outcomes and satisfaction, increase physician satisfaction because they can really provide the care and the support that their patient needs. And also it reduces healthcare costs. And all of these are studied and proven to be true.
And what are the benefits for the patients?
So there are a list of benefits that the patient has from participating in a program like this. So first is that they can get treatment much sooner than waiting for direct psychiatric care. I mean, sometimes those wait lists can be out weeks and weeks at a time. And they're getting treatment with a physician that they already know and trust. They get more frequent follow-up visits because of the behavioral health care manager, education and extra resources. And the program, it increases access to care. It reduces the wait times, as we said. It provides high quality behavioral health care treatments in a timely manner. It reduces the healthcare costs. And it improves multiple clinic outcomes. So not just benefits in behavioral healthcare, but also benefits the patient, because if their depression is resolved or better, they're going to take better care of themselves in other ways that they need to, like, say, their diabetes management or their blood pressure medications or just self-care itself, exercise, good nutrition, and all of those things come with a good foundation of mental health services.
This just proves that our whole well-being is interconnected and all parts are equally important and you influence each other. So this is a great model that just has a positive influence to our whole well-being. And what are benefits for primary care providers?
Yeah, I mean, you know what, there's also a very long list of benefits that the primary care providers get out of this program. It helps track and demonstrate improvements in their patient outcomes. Our behavioral health care managers track the patients over time to make sure that they are getting better. And so that information and documentation is a wealth of knowledge for the primary care providers. It provides reliable psychiatric expertise and support to all these physicians in the practice. So if they have any questions at all as to what medication to use, at what dose, or why the patient is getting better on this medication versus the other, they have direct resources that they can rely on at all times. It reduces the number of visits that a patient is coming into their clinic for behavioral health care problems, because we are making the patients better. So they aren't returning over and over with those same complaints. Yeah, so it reduces the number of patients needing to be referred to direct psychiatric care, which also helps reduce those wait times. So the patients that need to be seen in psychiatry practices can get in when they need it. And it improves the physician satisfaction. Like I said, I mean, these doctors, they are there to do what's best for their patient. And this is what's best for their patient, providing them the care that they need with the support that they need when they need it.
That sounds
And
great.
in
Yeah, sorry, go on.
relation, sorry, in relation to that, it reduces the physician burnout and the turnover. They have the support and they're satisfied with what they're doing.
Quite important, quite important. Another important thing is this all sounds great, but does this program is this program actually covered with insurance? And is this insurance reimbursed for this type of care?
That's a great question. It wasn't in the past, and insurance companies, the governments are understanding the importance of the need for collaborative care and access to behavioral health care. Insurance companies are now very much recognizing the benefits of this type of care and this type of program. It provides comprehensive patient care. There's studies that have been proven to be effective. It lowers hospitalization rates, fewer emergency room visits, fewer visits to the primary care clinics, and that all reduces health care costs. So we have several insurance companies, Medicare and Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, United Health, Humana, TRICARE, Cigna. I mean, there's many others that are all supporting this program through collaborative care codes. There are specific billing codes for these encounters. And so that makes the program even more a success because it's backed now by patients' insurance, and primary care providers can get reimbursed for the care that they're providing.
I guess this is great news for everyone involved. So
It is.
that's really great to know. So the collaborative care model is implemented in the primary care setting. But animal sound psychiatry has a little twist and advantage to this model. So, can you tell me about Animal Sano's collaborative care model?
Sure. So, yeah, with a typical collaborative care model, the primary care facility must create and sustain all expectations of the model to get reimbursed. And this includes care managers, psychiatrists, the patient registry, and the billing component. Requirements that need to happen. And so in our model, we are providing these services for the primary care clinics.
All
So the
right.
care manager, the care managers, we take the responsibility for training them and monitoring their performance. The psychiatrists, they're housed in our clinic. We provide the expertise and the consultations for the patients. And then the additional assistance in their care plans as needed. And then the patient registry, it is also a required component of the model. And this ensures that patients don't fall through the cracks. So the behavioral health care managers are tracking all the patients in the program. They're tracking their outcomes and their engagement. And this registry is built by Animo Sano Psychiatry. We manage it, and our team uses it as well. And then the billing component. So the billing component has to be submitted by the primary care clinic, but our behavioral health care managers will be tracking the time, providing the codes that are needed for their patient's care to the primary care billing team, so that there is easy and accurate submission by the primary care billing team. So they don't have to go through and figure out which codes for what patient. That will all be done by our care managers, and it will be easy push through for submission by the primary care billing team. So we are taking these components and putting them together as a package and providing the services for the primary care providers.
Okay, that sounds good. So, I'd say the next question is continuation to this discussion. So, how is our model helpful for the clinics and providers who choose to partner with us?
Sure. So yeah, it is a continuation here with the Animas and psychiatry providing the components of the collaborative care model. It allows for any size healthcare clinic to implement and sustain this model, and it's minimal implementation costs and clinical workflow changes then. They don't have to do all of that back work to get set up. And so it's helpful in the way that if there is a just with two providers in it and they're interested in providing collaborative care for their patients, they can easily do so because they don't have to hire a care manager and a psychiatric consult. They don't have to build a registry. It's already done, and so we can come in and provide for as many or as few patients as they are needing.
All right. So, why is implementation of this integrated behavioral health care model so important? I think we mentioned a few benefits, but if we perhaps can summarize and emphasize the importance of the most important things.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, it's just very clear at this point that we need to adjust the landscape of how patients are receiving behavioral health care. With just direct referrals to psychiatry, there just currently is not and never will be enough psychiatric providers for the number of patients in need. And so, because of that, you see the results that we're having at this point with the long wait times and poor care utilization and provider and patient dissatisfaction. It's just, it all leads to poor patient outcomes, and we can do much better than this.
Of course.
And there's a way, and it's been proven that there's a way to provide behavioral health care in a different.
Okay, so the last question for you, Jen, is if there is one thing that you want our audience to remember from our discussion, what that would be?
So I've definitely touched on this throughout the podcast here, but collaborative care, it's been proven to be effective. We know it works for improving behavioral health care outcomes because it's been designed for treating the patient and having the PCP in mind. So I think the biggest thing to remember is that we do have other options, and for people to just have an open mind and embrace change that can really make a huge impact in patients singly, but our community as a whole.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And finally, if people would like to learn more about our collaborative care model, how they can do that.
So we have more information on our website. It's animospanopsychiatry.com. So please visit our website. And then I do host a monthly webinar. And those dates are also posted on the website with registration as well. So please visit our website. Email me if you have any questions. I'm happy to discuss further with anyone at any time.
All right. I promise we will have your email in the show notes. So whoever wants to contact you, they will be able to do so. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for this conversation. I think it's very important. I think it's important that as many people as possible have access to behavioral health care because everyone deserves it. And hopefully, this way, we are improving people's lives and, of course, breaking stigma around mental health one patient at a time. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you for listening to Thriving with ADHD. This show is produced by Animo Sano Psychiatry. Please follow, rate, or share our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other streaming app of your choice. Music is by That Is Music from Pixabay. For more information about Animo Sano Psychiatry, please visit animosanopsychiatry.com.